It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The pianist and conductor Geoffrey Tate is dead at age 74. He was rehearsing in Bergamo, Italy, when he suffered a heart attack. He'd overcome the physical disabilities of spina bifida and kyphosis to rise to the top of his profession, maintaining a challenging schedule for over 40 years. A doctor by training, Tate abandoned medicine to train at the London Opera Center, joining the staff of the Royal Opera House Covent Garden, where he worked with Sir George Schulte, Pierre Boulez, and others, and also worked with James Levine at the Metropolitan Opera. He worked privately with Maria Callas at the end of her career. In 1985, he was appointed the first principal conductor of the English Chamber Orchestra and began a major recording initiative for EMI, which included the complete cycle of Mozart's symphonies as well as many of Haydn's. He also did a complete cycle of the Mozart piano concertos for Philips. Other orchestral posts he held included the Royal Opera, the Rotterdam Philharmonic, and the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra. He was made a Knight Bachelor for services to British music abroad. He's survived by his partner of 40 years, Klaus Kuhlemann. William Close is the inventor of the Earth Harp, which holds the Guinness World Record for being the longest stringed instrument in the world. The body of the Earth Harp is the size of a large rowboat and resembles a wooden whale jawbone. The strings attach to a building or other tall structure so that the building becomes the bridge and the structure for the instrument. The instrument itself has been described as a cello on steroids. Close literally steps in between the strings, playing the instrument from the inside. To play it, he wears cotton gloves dusted with violin resin and runs his hands along the strings until they vibrate. Installing and tuning the Earth Harp is a two-day process. Close drops 42 strings weighted by water bottles off the edge of the 700-foot building. His tech, Jonathan Golko, then attaches them to the harp's main resonating chamber. In 2012, Close got national attention when he finished third on America's Got Talent. "I was the first guy Howard Stern ever voted yes for," Close said. Close is working on a skyscraper tour, hoping to attach the harp to many architectural icons around the nation, like the 110-story Willis Tower in Chicago. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. This is listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix in HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.